The opinions expressed by William A. Smith and guests on this radio show are their own and do not reflect the opinions of this radio station. All statements and opinions expressed are based upon information considered reliable, although it should not be relied upon as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results. Strategies mentioned may not be suitable for everyone. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for you. Before acting on any information mentioned, it is recommended to seek advice from a qualified tax or investment advisor to determine whether it is suitable for your specific situation. William A. Smith and Jarrett Lang are licensed insurance agents in the state of Ohio and investment advisor representatives of Great Lakes Retirement Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Welcome to Retirement Matters Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, you have tuned into the show that will teach you how to protect your hard-earned money while giving you tips to create an income plan that will give you peace of mind throughout your retirement. And now, your host, author of Knock Out Your Retirement Income Worries Forever, the president of W.A. Smith Financial Group and the chief advisor of Great Lakes Retirement Inc., Bill Smith.
Well, good morning, everyone. Bill Smith, your host. Glad to be talking to all of you here on this Sunday. And wow, what a frigid time. Would you all like to move somewhere where it's nice and cold?
Hopefully there's not too many more weeks before the sun starts beating down and the snow starts melting and we can get past this, because it's been pretty frigid out there.
Yeah, the school's canceled everywhere, pipes freezing. Boy, they've heard stories and all kinds of stuff. And hopefully all of you listening, your pipes are good, you're staying warm, and thanks for being with us here. We're going to talk about risks that will affect you. If you are going to have to run out today, I want to remind all of you that tune in to News Channel 5 at noon today and catch our show, Retirement Solutions, with myself and Robin Swoboda. We're going to talk about essentially the same thing. So again, if you have to run out, I know a lot of folks are heading out to church, getting ready to head out to church. And so I just would encourage all of you, take good notes. And if you have questions, give us a call, because we're here for you and we want you to have a secure retirement.
Yeah, and we have a dedicated phone number just for you called the Guideline here at Retirement Solutions. And it is toll free 1-877-51-GUIDE. Really simple, 877-51-GUIDE. We also encourage you to visit wasmithfinancial.com or noincomeworries.com. And let's jump in. We've got seven retirement risks that we need to get through here today.
Yeah, and there's a big one that, you know, some people don't, they may not think of this as a risk. Most of you, if you already are retired, you can maybe recognize what I'm going to talk about here. But let's suppose that you are retired, or for those who are within, say, 5 to 10 years of retirement, you're going to most likely have some, maybe a pension resources, but most likely some sort of a Social Security benefit or state teacher retirement benefit or something, that when one of the spouses, one of you die, then that leaves a survivor with whatever survivor option you selected. So one of the big risk is the death of a spouse. And again, let me clarify this. This is a risk to your retirement income specifically.
Right. Yep.
You could see a major change in retirement income with the death of a spouse. So you're going to lose one of your Social Security checks. So essentially, you're going to keep the larger check. You're going to keep the larger of the two check. Now, if you also have a pension, so let's just use an example here. Let's say that you have $2,000 a month coming in from Social Security, and you each get $1,000. And let's assume that one of you has a pension that has a 50% survivor option, and let's assume that is also $1,000. So while you're both living, you have $3,000 a month coming in, $1,000 for each of you for your Social Security benefits, and then $1,000 for the pension. Now, what happens when one dies?
Sure.
What happens to that income? Now, we're going to lose $1,000 of the Social Security. We're going to lose one check. And then that pension check goes down by $500. So what was $300 or $3,000 a month is now $1,500 a month.
50% pay cut.
That can be devastating. We've seen anywhere from 30 to 80% where folks are at risk of when they look at a death of a spouse. So could be ugly, but you got to, you know, you can plan for this.
Well, yeah,
and this is one of the risks that when we sit down with folks, we look at, and that's, you know, how do you plan for this?
And no one likes to, quite simply, you don't like to think about it. You know, no one likes to think about their loved one, their spouse passing away, and least of all, what it's going to do to your income. You're more focused on living the life that you've become accustomed to. And so the bottom line is you have to consider what will happen to your income if the death of a spouse occurs, when the death of a spouse occurs, because we all have one certainty. And that certainty is that everyone is going to pass away. You just don't know when. And the income is the most important aspect of your retirement plan. So first one of the seven is death of a spouse. Make sure you've got some sort of a game plan for it. Now let's jump into another one because this kind of falls right in line. And
right in line, yeah. It's kind of similar, but a little different.
Changes in government programs. So, Bill, what we're talking to everyone about here is those pensions, those Social Security checks that we just described to you in that example that Bill provided.
Well, we're not really talking about pensions.
Sure.
I mean, we could be, but so the, you know, certainly. Well, no, I mean, I think it does affect it indirectly.
Depends on where the pension's coming from, really.
You know, I mean, I think when you think about pensions, how could a change in government programs affect pensions? Well, I'll give you a good example. The government changed how corporations, they change how a corporation has to account for, how much they have to put into, or how much they have to fund, could change the interest rates. Those all have a major impact on corporations' bottom line and funding of these corporate pensions.
Yep.
So, you know, certainly what we've seen is that because of some of these changes, many companies out there are saying, okay, Mr. and Mrs. Employee, here's a lump sum. We're going to give you that, and now you're responsible for building your own pension. Good luck.
Yep.
So certainly, indirectly, it could affect it. Now, if we could see a change in government program, we could see a change in Social Security. I could certainly see the government changing, potentially getting rid of the early retirement. I could see that.
Yeah. Well, I could see Social Security pushing retirement age back.
Well, geez, I mean, when FDR introduced Social Security at a fireside chat in 1935, he made a promise to American people that that benefit would never become taxed. And
right.
As you all know, you now have the good fortune of paying tax. And the most recent change in that was back in 1993 in the Clinton administration, when Clinton layered up to an 85% taxation level. Thank you, Bill Clinton.
Yep. That was a 50-50 dead draw in the Senate, by the way, that Al Gore made the deciding vote on, and Clinton then signed into law, of course. So bottom line here, we're talking changes in government programs like Social Security. Most of you, almost everyone probably, is going to rely on Social Security, or they're hoping to be able to rely on it for some of their retirement income. Understand that just because your benefit statement says X doesn't mean that you will always have X coming in from that program. It's a risk that you face.
It certainly is. And what can we do there? Well, that one's tough. You know, that one's tough. This is why you need to be prudent and proactive with your dollars and your investments. Because if you go getting blown up in the market, let's suppose we're in a really bad economic time and the market goes down and you're losing a bunch of money, and all of a sudden they make some changes, then your income goes down. And now you have to go and draw more money off of a portfolio that's losing value. Now you're going to be even a more precarious situation.
Sure.
So get a plan. That's what we're saying. And we're towards the end of the show, I'm going to share with you, we're going to share with you later on here in the show a strategy that is going to help you attack three of these big risks that we're going to talk about here today. And we've only covered two of them, Jarrett, but we got to go to break.
Do yourself
a
favor.
What should folks do right now?
Well, write the phone number down or just pick up your phone and call it. It's toll-free 877-51-GUIDE. And what we want to do is we want to take a look at your portfolio, at your financial house like we discussed last week, put another pair of eyes on it and show you how can we start to plan for some of these risks we're talking about. Call today, toll free, 877-514-8433. Talk to Bill. Talk to myself. We'd love to chat with you.
Let us put a second eye on your, you know, another set of eyes on your situation, a second opinion, if you will. Now's the time. Stop procrastinating. And give us a call. Folks, we got to go to break, but coming up right after the break, we're going to jump in to several more of these seven risks that we've discussed. We'll be right back.
Can you afford to go through another major market cycle like in 2008? Have you made the appropriate portfolio changes to protect yourself from another crash? W.A. Smith Financial Group can show you how to protect your retirement with the Portfolio Stress Test. Call 1-877-51-GUIDE right now to schedule your free portfolio stress test to determine your current risk and loss exposure in the stock market. A $250 value. Take advantage of a free portfolio stress test by calling 1-877-51-GUIDE and let W.A. Smith Financial Group teach you how to protect your hard-earned dollars for retirement. Appointment slots are limited and will go quickly. Call now at 1-877-51-GUIDE and protect your retirement.
All right, let's jump back into the risk, and good morning to all of you who are just joining us here on Retirement Solutions. I'm Bill Smith, your host, and we talked about death of a spouse and change in government programs certainly could impact that. And let's jump into a couple more because these are probably maybe some risks that most of you probably think of or maybe think of, but yeah, we want to jump into so those healthcare costs. Now,
yeah,
obviously, most of you have seen maybe a hit to your bottom line in the form of insurance premiums. You're paying higher out-of-pocket costs. Your insurance costs are more now all of a sudden with all this new affordable healthcare where we thought it was going to be so affordable, and now they pull the curtains back, and now it's hitting your pocket and bottom line as to, you know, what we thought was going to be less and is actually going to cost us a lot more.
And you're seeing it definitely with some of the prescription drug coverage. You know, I've spoken to several clients every week. They come in telling us how much more their prescription drugs are costing them now through the Affordable Health Care Act. And,
you know, so why is this a risk? Well, you know, it's because things change, and it certainly is a risk. And you know, back when healthcare first started, the idea of healthcare was to provide catastrophic coverage if something really bad happens. And over the years, we've seen healthcare morph into these nickel and dime plans, if you will, where you have these drug cards. You know, drugs are nothing; they don't cost much at all. You have copays, you have doctor's office copays, visits, zero deductibles in some cases. 100% coinsurance, and you know, so we kind of got spoiled. And then after a while, the cost of healthcare went up exponentially. You know, so when you look at inflation, which is one of the other risks we'll talk about, that's hit healthcare harder than probably any other area out there today. Speaking of healthcare, there's one component of this that's not covered under traditional healthcare that we think is probably one of your biggest risks out there.
To your income.
To your income, and that's a long-term illness.
Yeah. So the idea that, and a lot of people look at hereditary, they look at what their parents did. You've either thought about this or you will eventually. How could a long-term illness, a catastrophic illness, or an extended stint in a nursing care facility, assisted living, how is that going to impact your pocketbook? How is that going to impact your monthly expenditures?
I'll tell you how it'll impact it. If you're going in right now, we have in my family, personally, I have a grandfather who is in a nursing care facility, and you in as we speak right now, we're between $6,000 and $8,000 a month, right? And that's today. So if inflation's hit healthcare costs a lot harder, and we don't need healthcare for another, you know, if we see a 7% rise in healthcare cost over the next 10 years, then what's $7,000 a month will cost $14,000 a month. That can wipe you out. And certainly, so, you know, so you have to take a look at it. And a lot of people say, well, Bill, I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about. You're talking about buying long-term care insurance, aren't you? No, I'm not. What I'm saying is that it's a risk. It's a risk, and you have to figure out how you will address that risk if it happens. Now, let's be clear about something. When you talk about a long-term illness, most people that go to a nursing home, it's not because they need skilled care. It's just because they need help. It's called custodial care. They need help. Eating, bathing, transferring, maintaining continence.
They call it activities of daily living.
You need help with those things. That's why people go. It's maybe not because they need skilled care. So what plan do you have in place to prevent the home from caving in? Your financial house, right? That could crush it. All right, we can share with you kind of some strategy. And on News Channel 5.
Later today at noon.
I talk about this. Right? We talk about this. So let's keep moving on here, Jared. I know because we have a lot of risks that we still have to cover. Let me just say this in closure to the long-term illness thing. There's other ways to protect your assets than buying traditional long-term care insurance.
Absolutely.
You know, so you just have to know about it and just have a plan. And even if your plan's doing nothing, that's fine if you can afford it.
Well, I'll dangle one carrot in front of you before we move on to the next one, and it's just a term called asset-based long-term care planning. Yeah. We can show you how to do that. Call the guideline at 877-51-GUIDE if that's something of interest to you. Let's talk about inflation. Bill, you mentioned this just a few seconds ago. Major risk to your income stream. We've all heard of the term inflation. We know that it exists out there. We can even look back historically and say, well, since I believe the statistic was since 1914 or 1924, historically inflation has been at a 3.3% clip.
Yeah, so, when I wrote my book, we used 3% in the on average. And now certainly we know healthcare has gone up more than 3%.
Right. But call it sector-based inflation in different areas, right?
Yeah,
there.
I mean, so and one thing I want you to know, I mean, I was in Forbes not long ago on this, Jared, and we were talking about this. What we've discovered is that all of you listening to this show, you have your own inflation rate. It's not a cookie cutter. Inflation affects what you're spending your dollars on every single day and every month. I don't know what that looks like for you, but if you have to spend more of your money on healthcare, then inflation's potentially going to hit you harder than maybe the person that doesn't. Or if you travel a lot, I mean, you know, so you have to take a look at what do you spend your dollars on every single month and what is your plan? So if you're spending $5,000 a month today and we use a 3% inflation rate, in 20 years, you need about $9,100 a month.
It's a huge increase.
So 20 years. So if you're 60 years of age, in 20 years at age 80, you'll need almost double.
Now, I want to say this too, because I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, well, Social Security gives me, you know, increases, and so does my pension. You know, they give me that inflation adjustment every so often, or a cost of living adjustment. But those things aren't necessarily going to get you all the way there. They do help, absolutely. But how are you going to position your financial assets, your life savings, for those 5 years from now and 10 years from now or 15 years from now increases in your monthly budget?
And on the last segment of our show here today, we're going to share a strategy with you that shows you how to address inflation. So make sure you stay with us on that. Let's jump into the next big risk.
Yep.
It's a fairly... I'm sure most of you think about this risk, but you may have never heard of this term before. And this is a risk that affects people, and it's being looked at more and more by professionals who do retirement planning, and it's called a sequencing risk. And that is a risk that says that when you retire, when your prime time, okay, your prime time of retirement, will the sequence of returns that the market can give you, will those be in your favor or not in your favor? Let's say that another way. Will the economy be in a boom time or a bust time during your retirement? And do you really want to have to change your lifestyle because of what's going on in the economy?
Now, this is a risk that you can somewhat control, not the market. You can't control that. You can't control what the economy is doing necessarily, but you can control where you put your dollars and how much risk you're taking, which directly affects how much income you're able to produce off of a portfolio.
Yep. So we're going to break here, but just after the break, we're going to jump into the strategy that's going to address three of these top risks. But if you have a question about anything we talked about here on the show, or if you're just joining us, if you want to see this, tune into News Channel 5 today at 12 noon. Cleveland News Channel 5, 12 noon, you'll see me talk about the same seven risks with my co-host Robin Swoboda.
Yeah, and that's Bill's TV show called Retirement Solutions. Don't miss it. Call the guideline right now. If you're ready to come in, sit down and talk to Bill about your financial house, have another pair of eyes put on that, get a second opinion, call the guideline right now, toll free, 877-51-GUIDE. We'll be right back.
Do you want to learn how to protect and grow your money? Do you want to develop a written financial plan? Want peace of mind in retirement? Attend an educational event hosted by W.A. Smith Financial Group and learn how. Call the guideline today at toll-free 1-877-51-GUIDE. That's 1-877-514-8433. Attendance is limited to 30 spots per event, and seats will go quickly. To attend, call today. Attendees must be pre-registered and are subject to advisor's approval. Call the guideline at 1-877-51-GUIDE now. That's 877-514-8433. Or just remember, 877-51-GUIDE. Investment advisory services are offered through Great Lakes Retirement, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Well, folks, welcome back. Final stretch here, Retirement Solutions. My name is Bill Smith, your host. You know, seven risks in general, big risks that could impact your retirement income throughout your life.
Yep.
We've covered six of them. And I want to talk about the seventh one as it ties right into the strategy we're going to share with you. And this risk is probably one of the top concerns that most people have out there today. This is what ties your stomach up kind of in a knot as you approach that time when you say, ooh, I am going to retire. This is what keeps you up and makes you wonder, can I retire? This is what makes you have that feeling inside that says, I just think I need to work another year. And this feeling, it has to do with you running out of money before you run out of life. That is what is in the back of your mind. And you're thinking to yourself, does this make sense? Should I do this? Do I have enough? That longevity is probably one of the top concerns that a lot of people have out there today. So when you tie that all together with all these other risks, it seems like it's almost insurmountable in terms of how do you attack this? How do you do this? You know, so if you're within 5 to 10 years of retirement or you're already retired, we're going to share a strategy with you quick.
Yeah, and we're talking longevity risk, specifically longevity to your income. So, you know, everyone's living longer. We all know the statistics. We see them. Bill actually shares some statistics later today on his TV show on News Channel 5. Tune into that at noon if you're just joining us, Retirement Solutions on Channel 5. But how are you going to plan for your income? We talked about inflation to increase, but more importantly, so that it never runs out. So put yourself into a position. Do you have a pension, number one? If not, do you have Social Security? How much is that going to pay you? And then what is your shortfall? Do you need income, or what we would call extra supplemental income? This is something that Bill actually gives you a really cool strategy later today on the TV show on Channel 5 on his Money Board segment.
Yeah, and what's tough here is we're gonna share this with you, but it's visually hard to see. So
yeah, this is
what you want to do. If you want to tune into News Channel 5 today at noon. I have a segment that I run. It's called the Money Board. And the Money Board is going to share with you this strategy. But let's just talk about it. Yep. So let's just talk about the strategy. Okay, so here's the big three. We talk about the three big risks. The one is inflation. Two is longevity. And three is market risk, or as we talked about today on the show, is sequencing risk, which those are three big risks that you face out there today. And the strategy simply works like this. So let's go back, Jarrett, to your situation where you had a $5,000 a month income goal.
Yep.
Let's assume between pensions and Social Security, we have Bob and Mary here. Bob and Mary have pensions and Social Security totaling $4,000 a month.
Yep. So simple math, folks. That's $1,000 short a month that they still need to live the life they want to live in retirement.
Yep. And so that means they're having to draw that $1,000 a month out of their portfolio. Okay. Next step. Now that we're here, we have a decision to make. And we have to decide between a cash flow strategy, which is a guaranteed strategy, or we have to talk about a goal-based or investment management strategy. And we've talked about a number of different, strategies within those in the past on the show, but we like to use what we call a combination approach. The combination approach combines both the cash flow strategy along with that investment management or goal-based strategy. So what we want to do is we're going to set aside three buckets of money. We're going to do three buckets of money, and we're going to talk about how to derive a guaranteed base income from that. And then once we have that base level income, we never have to worry about that base anymore. So the rest of the money goes into what we call the goal-based strategy. There, Jarrett, is where, obviously, as you know, we apply that 4% rule.
Yeah. And that, the goal-based strategy, imagine this for a second. You've set aside or you've placed enough of your portfolio, enough of your money that you've saved into a bucket that will align you with $1,000 a month. Now, that's your baseline level of income. Now you can take the rest of it with that goal-based strategy, and you can develop inflation adjustments from that income, solve for some of these other risks. Potentially, maybe if taxes go up, healthcare goes up, you can add income to your lifestyle as time goes by from these other buckets of money.
Bottom line is you need a second opinion, and you need to just give us a call. Let us give you a second opinion. The tool that I want to bring to your attention, and a lot of people have taken advantage of this, it's called our portfolio stress test. And what this will do for you is it's going to show you how much risk you have. It's going to talk about the number of risks that the portfolio would entail. And that could be an inflationary risk. That could be a sequencing risk. That could be a longevity risk. And essentially helps you get an idea. Are you in line? But you got to give us a call to get that.
Yep. Do it right now. Do it today. Toll free 1-877-51-GUIDE. That's 877-514-8433. Don't forget, tune in to Retirement Solutions with Bill Smith on News Channel 5 later today, 12 noon.
12 noon. We're out of time.
Yeah, we're out of time. It was fun. My name is Jarrett Lang.
And I'm Bill Smith. We'll see you next week here on Retirement Solutions.
Can you afford to go through another major market cycle like in 2008? Have you made the appropriate portfolio changes to protect yourself from another crash? W.A. Smith Financial Group can show you how to protect your retirement with the Portfolio Stress Test. Call 1-877-51-GUIDE right now to schedule your free portfolio stress test to determine your current risk and loss exposure in the stock market. A $250 value. Take advantage of a free portfolio stress test by calling 1-877-51-GUIDE and let W.A. Smith Financial Group teach you how to protect your hard-earned dollars for retirement. Appointment slots are limited and will go quickly. Call now at 1-877-51-GUIDE and protect your retirement.